This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone, Steve Carlson, with us online here this morning. He's the Next Generation Coordinator with the Practical Farmers of Iowa. Steve, good morning.
Yeah. Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good. Yeah, you betcha. Appreciate it very much. It's always kind of an exciting time to be involved in agriculture, although it's a little wet right now.
Yeah, it looks like we'll have it'll be wet for a little while now, but it's still, everybody's starting to realize that spring is coming.
Yes, eventually that snow will all be gone, and we'll start to work through some of those early season issues again as we move forward. But we wanted to talk specifically about a program that PFI has started called Labor for Learning Program. It's an interesting mix of trying to combine some folks with experience with some folks who are looking to gain some.
Yeah, that's right. So the goal of this program is, well, we see a need with those aspiring farmers, those folks who are still thinking about a career as a, you know, in the agriculture world, but not quite sure about it. This is a great way for them to get that on-farm experience. But in addition to us helping, you know, place them with an on-farm job, they're going to get training in like those kind of skills that you might not otherwise get experience with as a farmhand. That'll help you kind of understand really what it takes to run a farm business. And so, yeah, the idea is to get these folks a paid job so they don't have to sacrifice losing, you know, an income to get a little bit of on-farm training. So it's a paid job, and then they can learn what it takes to run a farm business. And ideally, then, these trainer farms, they get an eager employee, someone who wants to learn about it and someone who, you know, is wanting to work.
Well, you're the Next Generation Coordinator, so that pretty well leads me right into my next question. This is all about fostering that next generation of farmers.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And so we try to provide programming for all stages of that beginning and aspiring farmer treadmill, if you will. So this is kind of one of those programs that's for those who haven't started their own farm operation yet, or maybe they have on a very small scale, but they realize they need to get more experience from someone who knows what they're doing before they really dive in. So that's the idea of this program, is to help them, help those folks figure out if a career in agriculture is right for them. And then, you know, this kind of, once you're out there doing it with someone who knows what they're doing, then you can kind of decide what you like, you know, maybe what enterprises you like, what things you want to incorporate on your own farm.
Sure. Well, we used to foster the future just right at home. It seemed like so many of the youngsters who grew up on the farm aspired to be the ones to run that farm at some point, but that's not always the case anymore.
Right. Yep, that's definitely it. So that's another part point to this program, is there's a lot of folks who are interested in getting involved in agriculture who don't come from a farm family, and so it's a lot harder for that group to break into it, really.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the folks who are going to offer their experience. You've got them spread out around the state pretty well. I assume you're always looking for more. How did you find these folks?
Yeah, so you're right. We do. We've got, this year, we've got 16 on-farm job openings, and they are spattered across the state. And so I am always recruiting experienced farmers who want to help train the next generation to be a part of this. And so these are all farms who are, we're basically planning to hire someone anyways, and then we work with them to, you know, to be a trainer farm and to give that additional training. And so, yeah, they are all over the state. They represent all kinds of different enterprises, from row crops to livestock to fruit and vegetables and just about anything else you can think of that's grown in Iowa. And so then what we look for in trainer farms is we have a committee of members of Practical Farmers of Iowa that will review the trainer farm applicants and approve them to be a trainer farm. And so we do vet a little bit to make sure that basically they satisfy three criteria. One of them is that they're members of Practical Farmers of Iowa, so they've plugged into our program at one point or another. Maybe it's just attending a field day, but they're, you know, familiar with PFI. And our Practical Farmers focus is really all about farmer-to-farmer education, so we want them to, you know, kind of know where we're coming from with that. And then we also want to make sure that they're offering a job that, you know, is going to be a little bit, you know, not every job's going to be super exciting when you're working on a farm, but we don't want them just doing, you know, shoveling manure all day. We want it to be a fairly well-rounded job. So we want a decent job opportunity with, you know, a fair wage. And then we also want to hear from the experienced farmers that they do have an interest in helping to train the next generation. So we offer a small stipend to these trainer farms for the amount of time that they spend beyond what they normally would with an employee. And so, you know, we want to make sure that they're in this for, you know, helping to share their knowledge with the next generation and not just getting that little stipend that we're offering them.
Well, it looks like you've got a wide variety of types of operations, too. Was that a priority?
It is, yeah. So there, I try to get as well balanced of, you know, enterprises and production practices as I can, because every, you know, aspiring farmer has different aspirations. And so some of these are on certified organic farms. Some of them are conventional, and some of them do practices strip till or no till or diverse crop rotations. Some of them are just greenhouse ornamental and hydroponic vegetables, and really it's a whole range of things, and that's important to us to try and get folks experience or the opportunity to experience what you can do with agriculture in Iowa, which is really almost limitless.
Sure. Well, so you've got these opportunities now all set up. Now, how will you line up the possibilities out there for matching up these? Will you be helping out, or will this be up to those who are providing the training to try to find the right match?
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a collaboration. I am doing as much promotion as I can to drum up some interest about these job openings, but ultimately we do want that trainer farm to be the one who makes the hiring decision, because that's what the fit needs to work between that trainer farmer and the aspiring farmer. So we want them to make the ultimate decision on hiring, but what I'm doing through Practical Farmers of Iowa is reaching out to those networks across the state who might be interested in these positions and encouraging them to apply. And so it's the trainer farm themselves, the experienced farmer, that will review the applications and make the hiring decision, and that's then where I'll come in and help work with them on trying to figure out what their interests are, what their experience is that they're lacking, and try and put together a little bit of a curriculum for them to cover throughout their term of employment.
Sure. Will this be done just like any other kind of a job search? If someone's looking for a job, usually they put together a resume, references, that type of thing, and then apply straight to those folks?
Exactly, yeah. We do ask them to share some references, a resume with whatever sort of agricultural background they have. And a lot of these farms, each one's a little bit different, but, you know, most of the time they say what we really care about is someone who has you know, self-motivated and a desire to learn. And so you don't necessarily have to have a resume that's full of agricultural experience. But if you can demonstrate that, you know, you've got some past job experience and an interest in agriculture, then oftentimes that could be all they're looking for.
Sure. Steve, is this something that's kind of new, or is this patterned after something that's being done in other places?
Well, there are things happen within Iowa. There's not a whole lot that satisfies this situation where you can get a paid job and training for this, you know, kind of diversified with the diverse amount of opportunities in this listing. But I have talked with other folks across the country who are doing similar things, and there's a lot of variations of trying to satisfy that need of on-farm experience with a little bit of an income. But as far as I know, there's not much in Iowa that is quite like Labor for Learning.
Sure. How do you judge success with this program?
Well, we'd like to see, you know, that aspiring farmer continue on down a path. And sometimes, actually, sometimes success is the completion of the term of employment, and then that young farmer at the end of that term of employment says, you know what, this isn't for me. And that's probably, that should be termed success a little bit, because they, you know, without investing, you know, their life savings into some land and getting started with their own farm operation, only at that point to realize that they don't want to be a farmer, they're not cut out for it, then that saved them that time. So as long as the term of employment goes well for both parties, we obviously want to see that the aspiring farmer, you know, continue down their career path going into agriculture one way or another. But there's a lot of different ways to evaluate whether or not the program is successful.
Sure, and you'll probably do some constant assessment along with those folks at the training locations to make sure that it's moving forward in the way that you intended.
Yeah, I definitely do. So like I said, we work together with the the experienced farmer and the aspiring farmer to kind of tailor a list of learning outcomes, a kind of a curriculum that then gives me something to kind of check in on and evaluate the progress. So whether that be on a vegetable farm, someone maybe has had experience on a farm before turning on and off their irrigation system, their drip irrigation, but they've never worked with how to plan out and set out their drip lines and put everything together. So if setting up and planning for an irrigation system is something they haven't had experience with, but they know they need it, we'll put that on there along with other things like, maybe marketing or record keeping skills and those kind of things that you need to do in order to run a successful business, but as a farmhand, you might not otherwise have experience with. So we get all that on paper, the kind of things that that the experienced farmer thinks they need to know before they get started out on their own. And then, throughout the term of employment, I'll be checking in to make sure that those are getting checked off the list, because it's easy in a busy farming season to, kind of get busy and forget about some of those things. So I'm there to make sure they don't forget about them.
Yeah, well, we still got to move day to day, too. We have some opportunities around the state. You mentioned 16 different locations that are participating here at this point. You've got Guthrie, Adair, Mills, Taylor counties here in our part of the state as well. If folks are interested in learning more about these opportunities, how do they do that?
Yeah, we've got all of our job opportunities on our website, which is at practicalfarmers.org. Every job there has a full list of, a little background about the farm and the crops they raise and the enterprises or the practices they use, and then the terms of employment, pay rate, and hours. And some of these do have some, an opportunity for on-farm housing or something nearby, because, that's one of the barriers here is that a lot of these trainer farms are not necessarily where the aspiring farmers are. So it might involve a bit of a commute or sometimes relocating for a period of time. So each job's a little different. All those details, including work activities and qualifications, they're all listed on the website at practicalfarmers.org.
Very good. Well, Steve, thank you so much. Steve Carlson with Practical Farmers of Iowa with us here this morning. Hey, best of luck with the program.
Thanks, Jim.